right. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Trending this morning. The biggest trending story this morning is a story coming out of Atlanta. We told you about it on hashtag No Leezy Mad. A girl named Jasmine was raped in Atlanta nightclub. That was Club Opera in Atlanta. The club was already under investigation for a scam that security guards was running. But now this female was seen raped on Facebook Live. And video is very disturbing. And you can check it out at hashtag No Leezy Mad, but that's the biggest trending story this morning. Also trending this morning, man, coming out of Florida. Everybody was trying to watch this lunar eclipse, you know, to watch the blood moon over the weekend. And how about a couple in Florida was trying to watch it? They laid in the street on a dark road, and they got ran over by a police officer. Police, I mean, it ain't funny, but I'm just saying, why would you land in the middle of a dark road?
In the street.
The police officer was not charged because they said, you know, he couldn't see him. I just couldn't see him.
Yeah, they was looking at the clips, too. That's why they ran on.
Hey, you don't see the people in the street.
They said it was looking for the blood moon.
They said it was very dark. It's on a very, very, very dark road with no street lights. And they said by the time his car got up on him, it was too late. And they was laying flat in the road. So they didn't die. So that's good news. They just had to be treated.
But did they die though?
They had to be treated for tire marks and tire pressure on his stomach and pelvis.
On the what?
On his stomach and pelvis.
So sick.
Radiator inhalation. That's what they had.
Okay. All right, man. I'm so trending this morning. Y'all heard about the pastor that bought his wife a $200,000 Lamborghini for their anniversary? Pastor John Gray of Relentless Church. Well, now there's new paperwork coming out that's saying that the church actually paid for his home a whopping $1.8 million 7,200 square foot house. And he said, you know, the church spoke up for him, said, listen, he deserves to live off of God's goodness and God's grace. So the church actually owns the home because the church it's in the church's name, but they paid $1.8 million for the house. And a lot of
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
People across America are like, really?
This guy stays in the news, though. This guy stays in the news for some old controversial mess. They're saying that he cheated on his wife, and that's why he ended up buying the car for her. He's made some controversial comments that have had a lot of people sort of upset with him. This dude stays in the news.
That's why I don't like church. Now, if the church owned the house,
yeah,
that means the members can run up in there, and every single member in that church ought to have a key to that house. Every
single last one up,
except for maybe the choir director.
It's not realistic.
The church CFO Travis said, "This is a practice that is done in every denomination in a nation. That's what this is about, and you know this asset really belongs to the church, so we don't see the problem with it."
I can see that happening. You look at like the president of a university. They have their house is usually paid for by whatever that university is and things like that. So
I'm in the wrong profession.
Do y'all realize how dumb denominations are?
I'm in the wrong profession. I'm going to seminary school. When I leave here, I'm going to seminary school.
I can't do it, man.
I ain't going to your church just so that you can get a house, Larry.
You ain't got to come. Others will, though. Others will. Trust me, this is going to be the realest church you ever been to in your life.
Hey, you'll have a following, too, Lord.
Unfortunately.
Hey, listen. I'm going to keep it all the way 1,000 because 100 ain't enough. Last but not least, trending this morning, man, this couple, they wrote this hilarious blog about a 30-day sex challenge. Not about 30 days of not going with sex, but trying to do a 30-day sex challenge, having sex every day. Could you do a 30-day sex challenge where you have sex every day? Everybody get quiet. Everybody speak quiet.
I'm going to be real with you. No, I don't know. No and no.
Okay. Jess?
I would in my sex every day for 30 days.
I me neither. I want to try it out. No, I want to try it out.
Yeah.
I want to try it out.
I'll give that challenge a try.
That a day sex challenge.
Not, I'm not saying you can't, but you're not supposed to have.
That sounds like fun to me.
It sounds like a good time to me, too. Madhouse Nation, 30-day sex challenge. Who down with?
Nobody want to have sex with burpees boring ass nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.